Hey, trigger warning. You may be able to hear in my voice. I'm quite a senior, say the new parlance is I'm quite activated right now. And if any of you are wondering what the fuck that means, it's the new triggered. Because people are triggered by triggered. Activated by triggered. I have layers of fuck shit. It's carpeting my soul. And layers of itchy irritation. Creating uncontrollable behavior that is bothersome to others to the point that I am deeply concerned. Perhaps paranoid? Perhaps dead set realistic? I could be what they call sectioned. I was involuntarily put into a psychiatric ward. And the hospital that I escaped from on Good Friday. I'm very familiar with that psychiatric ward. And I just keep thinking about being on the other side of it. And for people that, like, women, hearing about women's menstruation and stop listening. Because I've just got my periods on top of everything else. And my mum triggered. Activated me, and the bird wants me to get her up. And the piano has been drinking, not me. There's a bit of Tom Waits in there for you. The piano has been drinking, my necktie is asleep. And the something's gone back to New York, and the something else is on the blink, and the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking, and you can't find your waitress without a Geiger counter, and she hates you and your friends, but you just can't get served without her. And the bar stools are all fooling, and the ashtrays have retired, and the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
It's been real. Okay, so I sang a song which I put at the end and I felt better, and then I did this intro, and then I realized that there were just two segments with nothing between them, like where I'd sung, but then never mind. So this is like, I'll make a sting, all right? This in between bit, I'll start doing them again. Oh my god, I'm so sick. But I'm inspired by Jen Kirkman. She just keeps powering on. Alright, I'll do a few stings. Bring! Do you like vocal fry? Vocal fry? Vocal fry. This next segment is a recording I did, which is kind of a bit of a Saturday. Actually, I sent it to the lovely Joy Haha, who said they quite liked it. I haven't listened, I don't know about the audio quality, but, yeah, Joy said that, we want to hear more from Myla. It's a little tricky to say her name, because the vowel, it's like a, between an A and a Y, and yeah. Especially with an Australian accent where we've got a bit of an A thing happening anyway. So, it's hard to, like, get the sound to hit my tongue in the right place. Sometimes I get it, and so I know where it is, but anyway. So here's a conversation that I'm trying to have with Myla, my support worker, but I'm trying to ignore the fact that I'm recording it. So that I can, well, it's like to give you more quality content, you know? And then I've got a really gravelly voice because I've been smoking way too much weed and shit's been so real. Oh my god. I got really triggered by my mum and I got my period and I've got so many things going on. And I don't know if realistically I'm at risk of getting sections like put into a psych ward, but anyway. I'm a bit worried about it, so I'm going to be careful. I'll figure it out. I'll ratchet it together. But I do have to get the bird up, so I must stop talking. And I hope you enjoy the next segment. And then at the end, God knows how it's going to sound. Me trying to sing The Piano Has Been Drinking. And then I'm going to peace out. I'm not going to listen to any of this. I've got to do it and then get the bird up. All right. Love you. All anybody who's listening and like and hearing my voice, like I would love you to reach out to me. Like I want to hear from you. That's fun. That's what makes it fun for me. Like I will, if you want me to produce more content, then just anything. And I think there might be some new feature where you can message me. I think I asked a question, want to chat. Yeah. So, like, yeah. Social engagement is what is like heroin, you know? So that'll get me on here. And that'll be good because it'll stop me from talking the ear off everybody else. Speaking of that, I'll shut the fuck up. All right. Enjoy this story of the three drunk uncles. So, I mean, I was going to say my Uber driver, Myla, my support worker, Myla. It's taking me to the doctor right now. Hey, Zoe. Hey, darling. I'm going to talk to you. Okay, let's just pretend the phone's not here. Yeah, you know it's here. You know I'm talking to the phone. But... Hey, darling. Hey, hello. Okay, so I think the line that Myla told me that made me, this was the second one. It was hotter than a nun's nasty. I mean, that's just pure gold. But I mean, that's a spoiler alert. Okay, Myla, may I tell the story, Myla? Yes, thank you. So I asked Myla to tell me something frivolous and silly and funny, like to help me just stay calm on my way to the doctor. If you listen to the recent versions of Ethical Slut and the podcast Lulu Island, and you'll if this even goes on the air, I don't know what I'm using this for. Okay, so Myla was at a boyfriend who's from Brazil, and his family's what day was it? Sunday, Easter Sunday. She was quite nervous about meeting them, understandably. Big family, but she said, but what, that it was beautiful. It's like on the beach at this place called the Gold Coast, which I guess is a bit like Miami, kind of, that sort of vibe. Anyway, so, excuse the squawking bed, there's nothing for it, but it'll be worth it, I promise. Hey, Zoe, I should talk to you. That's right, that's what I'm doing. Hello, Zoe. So Myla went to to the boyfriend's family's place on the beach. And gee, it hurts to talk, but that's okay. Listeners, you better be grateful if I send this to you. Someone asked one of these, there were three drunk uncles? Yeah. This is the story of the three drunk uncles from Brazil.
Marla's boyfriend, Stu Drunk Uncle's from Brazil. Okay, one of the uncles was asked about a town in France, if he'd been there. Was it if he'd been there or did he like it?
What it was called.
Oh, what was that town in France called that you went to? And his response, did he say the name of the town?
No.
He didn't even say the name of the town. He just went straight into that town. You say, did he just go like, that town?
Yeah.
That town? Well, that town. If that town had an asshole, it would be the asshole of that town. Yeah, that's the right quote? Okay, and then he said, that town was hotter than a nun's nasty. As spoiled earlier. Okay, and then he said, if I had a choice between going back to that town or choosing to have my dick slammed in a car door, I would choose to have my dick slammed in a car door. Now, I'm putting a lot of Aussie on that. So, you know, just insert a Brazilian accent, which would be incredibly culturally inappropriate for me to do. So it's a good thing I didn't even try. And now we're heading into the car park of the, this is my, for those of you not in Australia, GP, a general practitioner, like your doctor, your family doctor, whatever. I took a ton of drugs on the weekend. Now I don't have none. And if I don't get some, there could be seizures. Yeah, Zoe, right on. Okay. Hotter than a nun's nasty. She says, wearing rosary beads. Look, Myla, I am wearing rosary beads as I say this. And if that isn't proof that if you say something bad, God's going to smite you, oh, hang on. Maybe God already... Oh, God knows everything. God knew I was going to say that, and that's why I had this mouth problem. Oh. I'd say Jesus as a pejorative, but that'll probably just get me smitten again. Ugh. Okay. I guess I better start going to church. Thanks for listening. No, you're welcome.
The piano has been drinking. My necktie is asleep. And the combo went back to New York. The jukebox has to take a leak. And the carpet needs a haircut. And the spotlight looks like a prison break. And the telephone's out of cigarettes. And the balcony is on the make. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. And the menus are all freezing. And the light man's blind in one eye. And he can't see out of the other. And the piano tuner's got a hearing aid. And he showed up with his mother. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. And the bouncer is a sumo wrestler. Cream puff, Casper, milk toast. And the owner is a mental midget with the IQ of a fence post. 'Cause the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. And you can't find your waitress with a Geiger counter. And she hates it's you and your friends, and you just can't get served without her. And the box office is drooling, and her bar stools are on fire. And the newspapers were fooling, and the ashtrays have retired. 'Cause the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.